So the bosun saw me and said, "Hey, Weir, go get the lines off the four life rafts." "Oh, come on, we're just going across to England." "Captain wants them off." So I climbed up on each frame where the life raft was, took my knife, cut the wires, cut the ropes, and left them free. And then I went, had supper, and cleaned myself up and got a bath. And then I decided, well, after the trip from Russia, I had not written my parents in Cyprus, so I'd better do something now. So I put on some clean clothes, nothing but a skivvy shirt and a pair of clean dungarees and some clogs, some wooden clogs. And I went to the mess hall where there was good steady light, and I started my letter. And at 8:05, everything blew up. And I heard the roar and crash of the mine blowing up on the other side of the ship, starboard side. But then I saw that the bulkhead to my left, the forward side of the ship, the bulkhead started coming in, and the lights went out. So I did not walk around that table. I went over the table, out into the hallway, into the corridor, and then I panicked because I could hear the crashing of the china from the galley in front of me, and as the stern tipped up, crash, 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 and that really got to me. So I ran up the alleyway toward the stern, got out, and got my wits about me, went up one flight to the boat deck, and came back down again to boat number 2, which where I was assigned.